The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. While I was away, I just got a interesting. I get them all the time. Email from Whitetails Unlimited. I get them from National Deer Association, NRA, Gun Broker. I get emails all the time. A lot of them just get deleted before I look at them, but some of them have some pretty interesting articles and stuff. So I mean, I get them from Pope and Young Club, Boone and Crockett Club, all that, which helps, you know, form my basis for knowledge when I'm talking to you folks on the radio show and other things of interest that I might want to explore further. And there's a spot on here for HSM ammunition from on this Whitetails thing. HSM is made in Montana, and I recently acquired two boxes. I was actually given two boxes of 300 Weatherby Magnum ammunition, 168 grain match bullets, which are the Berger Hollow Point Boat Tail. I can't wait to try these out. I can't wait to see how accurate they are. And if that 300 Weatherby Magnum might be a little bit of overkill for Maryland Whitetail, but it's going to make them dead. So if I get it sighted in and get the stock replaced, it has the sticky stock syndrome on there, and I've applied to Weatherby to get a new stock. So waiting on that to be shipped here. I'll have that installed. Then I'll go sight it in, and I'll let you know how we do I've got plenty of Weatherby ammo now, so there's no question about it. So we've got the 180 grains Weatherby, we've got the 168 grain match ammo hollow point, so we'll see how it all works out, and I'll certainly let you know if I'm ever able to take a deer with that long range deer. Maybe Cecil County, maybe Sitka deer down in Dorchester County. We'll see. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're giving away a fishing tackle package from Tackle Box Tim Sherman and the folks at High Tide Lures, which is Tim. And it's a striped bass package. He's got some nice lures in there, surface lures and some spinner baits, that type of thing. So we're looking forward to giving that away at the end of the month. All you got to do is call in 410-922-6680. Leave your first and last name and accurate phone number. Aaron will write that down. And at the end of the month, we'll give a free fishing tackle package away to somebody. After that, September, October, November, we're giving away three CVA muzzleloaders, and the folks at Hawk Optics, who you'll hear about later, they will be providing the scopes. So muzzleloaders and scopes are here. I'll get them mounted up, and of course you'll have to sight them into your specifications, but they'll be bore sighted and ready to go. And that doesn't mean ready to shoot. That doesn't mean ready to hunt with. That means ready to shoot and sight in. So we will take care of all that for you. So that'll start in September and in October, November. So there'll be three muzzleloaders given away over the next 3 months. 410-922-6680 is the number you get in touch with us to get the fishing tackle contest. Make a comment, tell a joke, tell a story about hunting with dad or granddad or something you learned along the way. Give us fishing information. You're running the show this morning. You are running the show. So what are you going to fish for now that the striped bass season has been closed? Well, like I said, I'm looking forward to a nice catfish trip here coming up as soon as the Hey, is that my buddy Evan? Evan, good morning.
Hey, Alan, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you been?
Oh, I've been all right.
Are you totally retired now?
No, partially.
No.
Well, you
got
100 an hour. Now I'm going about 80. So.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, I'm glad you're getting a break. That's for sure.
Yeah, my grandson Jack and I on a little road trip. We're going around D.C. right now.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, we're heading to South Carolina.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. You got a place down there, or are you just vacation?
Yeah. No, we got a place down there, and we're taking a golf cart down this morning. So.
Oh boy. Well, that's a little different than a slug gun, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey,
what kind of fish are good to eat down there?
South Carolina?
Yes.
I don't know. Are you going offshore? Are you going in? Are you going freshwater? What are you going to do?
What's that?
Are you going offshore?
No, I want to eat, not catch them.
Oh, you mean at a restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, if you can get grouper, snapper, something like that, that's good stuff. Flounder's always great. Fried flounder sandwich or a whole broiled flounder. I like that. I don't know what else they have there. I honestly don't. I mean, I've eaten seafood there, and whatever the big resort, I can't even say it. But I don't know about their crab. I mean, they have that she crab soup. That's pretty good.
That's a local favorite for sure.
Yep, that's pretty good stuff. But yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with a good reputable seafood place down there, you know.
Right.
But
yeah.
my personal favorite is grouper Fra Diavola.
Okay, what is on that?
It's an Italian type of dish that that comes with pasta and that type of thing. It's really good.
Okay, yeah.
Try that. Yep. Red snapper's good. I'm not sure. Like I said, I'm not sure what else they've got. Any kind of snapper's good. So, if you can find it, get it fresh. You know.
Yeah. I thought maybe you'd been fishing down that way before.
I have not. There's plenty of places to fish, but I have not. And I'll tell you, there's some good barbecue down there too. Don't give up on the barbecue.
Okay.
South Carolina barbecue, good stuff, man. So.
Yeah, well, we're gonna hit something today when we get down there.
Well, that sounds like a plan.
All right.
Well, make sure you hit them often, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. You're not towing that golf cart down there with your Corvette, are you?
No. I got my pickup right now. I haven't moved it
down. I got you. Well, I will. If you don't mind, I'm going to tell everybody that you heard about our sponsor, Spurrier's Tire Service, and went in there and got all new tires on your Corvette. So they treated you good, didn't they? Where'd he go? I lost you, Evan. Doggone it. Well, that's true. That's what happened. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Yes, indeed, Nick. We will add you. I need your phone number, and we'll go from there. Yep, just text it to me, and I'll forward it to myself and put it on the list. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see. Since we mentioned the muzzleloader contest, let's talk about Hawk Optics after we talk about Backyard Billies. How about that? You know, Backyard Billies. Well, I asked you before, and I always ask you, and I'll continue to ask you. In your house, do you have a spot that used to be a fireplace, and you haven't used it in years? Well, here's what to do. There's one here, too. So just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. Got that fixed when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. After any number of places, we found that Backyard Billy's had the best prices, the best service, the friendliest staff, and the most product knowledge. How about that? That's a pretty good combination. So Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. We got an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. We had gas in the house here, so we just ran it, and that was it. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and you can't beat the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from a gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands, and while you're there, check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or alternative heat source. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming chilly weather, no question. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page, that's for sure. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference. And that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optics systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
You know what? Hawk Optics. I know how to screw up a commercial, don't I? Hawk Optics is known for creating some of the best crossbow scopes available for crossbow hunters, and this year Hawk has continued to improve upon the already impressive XB30 crossbow scopes. Check out the Hawk XB30 Zoom FFP. The XB30 Zoom FFP brings first focal plane, that's what FFP stands for, technology to the world of archery, allowing you to use the full magnification capabilities of your scope no matter the speed of your bow. Long gone are the frustrations of being stuck to a single power on your crossbow scope. If you got low light or close-up shot, zoom out. Long-range shot, zoom in. Experience the full range of magnification and remain accurate with the XB30 Zoom FFP from Hawk Optics. The scope is sold in three models, depending on the speed of your bow. Available in speeds of 385 to 420, 425 to 465, and 470 to 510 feet per second. If you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer or learn more at hawkoptics.com. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen feelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice.
best, man.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic 22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023. For Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. And she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out, the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
My baby looks good in camouflage. How about that? Yeah. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know, when Stripe Bass comes back in September 14th, the Talisman Therapeutic Riding folks are going to have another Rockfish Rodeo Fishing Tournament Crab Feast. You can get in touch with them by going on their website, Talisman, T-A-L-I-S-M-A-N, therapeuticriding.org. Website is, or the email is info@talismantherapeuticriding.org. They got the ugliest fish contest, the reward for invasive catfish. I can send you the flyer if you want. It has a QR code on it, and you can certainly check that out too. But $235 for a single angler entry on a charter boat, $195 for a single oh my gosh. I'm trying to hurry too much. I've got places to be today. Single angler entry on a personal boat and $120 for a single crab feast ticket. Join me there. I'll be there. And I'll be fishing. And it's by length only, so the slot limit is you know, if you want to keep a fish, I don't know that they'll keep any, but yeah, I guess they do. And, you know, but if you catch one oversized or undersized, it goes back, of course, but the length figures into the largest fish captured. So every fish is measured. And I think it was a 26-inch fish or something like that, one last year for a lady on my boat. So I was leading. I had one at 25-something, and sure enough, end of the day, she stepped up and popped this little bigger fish. So that's good. That's good. We had several fish over 25 inches, so. But we'll try it again this year. We'll give it a shot. And so my buddy Mark and I are, you know, we're copacetic on that. I think Rudy was there last year, and so maybe he'll be going back again this year. We'll see. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'd love to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. You know, hunting season is right around the corner. September 11th, 25th anniversary of 9/11. When our buildings were hit, is the first day. It's a Friday this year. It's the first day of the archery, deer archery season. Now, speaking of first days, we're still up in the air for right now. I mean, even though it's being out, it's put out there publicly, the opening days of, for example, resident goose and dove season for migratory birds is September 1st, as always, as traditional always. This year, because of the change in the policy at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and some of the things they did, they got on their, they got all the recommendations on the Federal Register late, and pushing that to being late also pushed the public comments to being late, which also pushed the final decisions to being late. So if you look in your book, it says, please check back about the opening days of the September, or, you know, of the migratory seasons. Check our website in September. Well, when in September? Because the first day of dove season is September 1st. So I'm going to tell you, if that's not in stone and you're out there dove hunting, I'm kind of concerned about what Natural Resources Police is going to do. Are they going to charge you with hunting out of season if the if it hasn't been confirmed? I mean, I'm keeping an eye on this. I'm going to let you know when this is all confirmed. I mean, it's all in the book. It's all in the Guide to Hunting and Trapping. It's all on the e-regulations. It's all in the press releases and everything else that's out there, you know. And I will tell you that the wildlife managers are, I'm not going to say confident, I'm not going to say that word, but I'm going to say that they are hopeful that everything comes to bear and all the seasons are confirmed by September 1st. So I know there's a meeting this month soon, and maybe we'll check in with a couple of folks and see what we can come up with. So, you know, is what it is. So... 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Ah, if you like getting fish and tackle contests, so. All right. Aaron, where are our callers this morning?
I don't know. Everyone must be out this morning. We usually get a lot more in the second hour.
Yeah, I know we do. I can't figure out, since rockfish season is closed, maybe people aren't getting up as early. You know, that I don't know what to figure. Hot weather. You know, I'm not even having, I'll tell you how it's been. I'm not even having deer showing up on my camera. I've got, this week I've had one little buck, one big doe, and a doe and a fawn. That's been it. Last week there were turkeys. Last week there were bucks. Last week there were big bucks. Last week there was a new big buck. And, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Is it the dog days? Is that what it is? The dog days of summer? I don't know when that starts. All right, 410 WCBM 680. I'll just kind of try and keep. Getting. By the way, if you want to email me to get in the contest, it's Ellis@EllisOutdoors.com. Ellis@EllisOutdoors.com. Name. First, last name, phone number, put on the subject line, tackle contest. We're not taking anybody for the muzzleloader contest just yet, although I'll keep telling you about it, and Hawk has already furnished the scopes for us, so we're happy with all that. I think it's not quite time for another break yet, is it? I mean, we just got off of one, didn't we, Aaron? So a good phone call would help us, though, that's for sure, a good phone call. Let's see. What else do we want to talk about? The Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo is coming up next March 20th, I think. So we'll be talking to folks about that. I did go to the Delaware State Fair this week, went one evening, and met some great people over there, and even picked up a new advertiser, which I thought was pretty cool. So we'll be having him... and his business involved in the winter issue. The summer or the fall issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly has been sent to my web guy. He'll be putting that online soon, and I've got to get some information to him. But really looking forward to it. The fall issue is 72 pages of text plus the covers. We've got a new cover advertiser, inside front cover for the year, prepaid for the year, and we're very happy about that. You can check that out when it comes out. Let's see, what else? Almost 120 advertisers. Almost 120 advertisers. We had some that just didn't make it. Wanted to, just didn't make it. You know, that's how it goes. So we'll get them next time. So there we go. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Morning, Lee. How are you, buddy?
Good, Alan.
What's going on, man?
Subject I've probably talked to you before, and I know the Barrec rockfish is closing. I don't know if people know that, realize that we'll see us guys with blue flags on our boat that are still commercial fishing.
Yes.
It's open for commercial. Quick question. I've been getting a lot of fish the last week and a half with these red sores,
mm-hmm.
rockfish, and I what is that? One guy was saying that these fish, a lot of these fish were in town nets, and the jellyfish got into them and create these sores.
And that, say that again.
Jellyfish. They were pulling a lot of their pound nets, and the striped bass that were in the net had jellyfish. They were thick in their nets, and these jellyfish would cause these sores. Now I haven't seen it. To witness it in person, but Rudy might have some input on that. But what my question is what causes it? I've been throwing these fish back because the sores are literally going into the flesh. Usually, I can cut it off with a fillet. But it's going into the flesh of the meat, and I'm assuming a waterborne disease. You're hearing all these things now about the warm water, the Chesapeake, and some of these diseases that can be transmitted to humans and stuff. It's
that'd be mycobacteriosis, and there was just a warning I read. And I didn't pull it up about the flesh-eating virus in Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah, yes, all these viruses and stuff. You know, I went through this infection I had with a fish hook last year, but it's I haven't seen that. What I'm saying is, I haven't seen the red sores as bad. It's starting to show up again this year, it's of concern as
oh sure
with anything, because a lot of them, when I do release them, they die.
Really?
Yeah, they just I'm letting them go immediately. You know, not gut hooked or anything, but they're skinny, and these red spots. I mean, some of it's extensive. They're, can be about a third of the fish is covered.
Oh, that's
stuff.
So. You just put them back and they die because of the exposure to the heat or what?
They've been hooked. And I guess the stress and the heat. And again, this is all probably all related to the the closure for this month, that it only makes sense. But adding on this sores that I've been seeing is it's pretty rough looking.
I'm sure.
You know?
Wow.
And they they're not what I would consider a sellable fish. So that's why I've just been
Put them back.
Letting them back.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll get Rudy to weigh in on that. But it sounds nasty. And of course, that could be that could be related to the heat, salinity.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of things. You never know. Lack of oxygen, all of that. So we'll we'll check in with Rudy on that and see what he has to say. So, hey, if you want to continue, I need to get into a break right now. Could you want to hang on? You're welcome
sure.
to.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good to me. Appreciate that.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and L8 Roads. That's just off Route 50 here in Easton. One of the main cuts through town. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands, Spurrier's Tire Service has the cars. Jesus, said it again. Has the tires, I got to slow down, for your car or truck, any make, any model. And don't forget about the financing that's available for tires for Bridgestone and Firestone. You can sign up and pay over time, just like I'm doing. And you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your barnyard or your backyard, anything on the farm. You know, they've got the farm service team that will go out and take care of your tires. That's for sure. You got a garden tractor, you got a farm tractor, they got tires. That's for sure. If you own any type of trailer, boat trailer, landscape trailer, or ATV or UTV, Spurrier's has the tire. Spurrier's offers tire repair, morning Brent, and full service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. And Spurrier's Farm Service Team, the 24-hour truck service and more, has kept Spurrier's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. By the way, if you see Mike Spurrier in the shop or about town, tell him you heard about Spurrier's Tire Service on the radio. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Yep, no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. The website, spurrierstire.com. Again, no appointment needed for tires, but if you call them ahead of time, they'll get they'll be ready for you. 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL, handgun qualification license courses, can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website, belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, Apple Cracker Blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right, let's get back to Lee, and then we've got, who's on the line? Derek, okay, we'll get right to you, Derek, hang on. So, Lee, I just heard from Rudy. He said there's no way of knowing where a fish was yesterday, so speculating that they were stung by a jellyfish while in a pound net, maybe a little doubtful. But well, he said he thought the scales would protect him.
The guys pulling the nets, that's what they said. That's what there were jellyfish just filthy
everywhere.
Pound nets.
Yeah.
That's what they were relating it to. I get it. I would have liked to have seen it myself to actually see if the jelly was attached or on the fish. I don't know. But regardless of seeing more of it this year, and this was more so on the resident fish, the fresh fish coming in are absolutely beautiful.
Right.
But these were resident fish, a lot of skinny fish.
Yep.
And just a fair amount, you know, just skinny fish I was throwing back, too, because they just didn't have the...
They didn't have marketability, I understand.
Yeah.
Exactly. So,
but,
he would defer to DNR for any information on the myco infection frequency.
Absolutely. I'm made a call at Annapolis. I can say, I know there is, you know, the closure, but there's a tremendous amount of blue catfish in the center, off the mouth of the Bush River.
Okay.
And there's a 50-foot hole, and I thought these guys were rock fishing yesterday, but this is quite a fleet of boats that were putting the pound town on these catfish.
On the blue cats. Good.
Yeah. And it was awesome because nearly every other boat had kids, and they were just having a hoot.
Oh, man, that sounds great.
Catching them at 40 foot of water. I think they were using eels.
Could be.
And they were, I didn't see any real big ones, but the numbers was there. We caught five or six of them.
Yeah.
And, they're going to market, but the Death Finder was just lit up with
good
things. But what a fishery, you know, there, and it didn't seem hard to find them and or catch them because it was such a vast area.
Good tip, buddy. You know, hey, thanks. We got to move on, man. Thank you.
Take care.
All right, take care. Let's talk to Derek in Baltimore. Good morning, Derek. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm good. I have just a very basic question. The first hour, you were talking about the publication Buck, Bears, and Stags, and the fact that, I guess it was last weekend or recently, people
yep.
were having their
chicken
deer and other deer
yep.
Measured.
Yep.
And what I don't understand is, I mean, it's hunting season didn't till the fall, right?
So right. Mm-hmm.
Where are these deer kept that have been... shot, is there some freezer that people...
No, sir. You know? These deer are primarily taxidermy mounts that, they've shot them in past seasons. I think we had one shot from measured the other day from the 60s. And, these are animals that are brought in to an event or an appointment made with one of our measurers out there, and they measure them by the Boone and Crockett measuring system. And they're entered into the Maryland record book. And then if they have a little higher score and qualify for Pope and Young Club, which is the archery, National Archery Club, or Boone and Crockett, which is a national overall organization for large animals, large game animals. You know, that was started by Teddy Roosevelt and others, 100 years ago. So we measure them up. We have guys that are... official measures for Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young, and for Bucks, Bears, Stags. Bucks, Bears, Stags was established in 2017 as the official record keeper for Maryland big game species. So these guys will bring in a skull plate. They'll bring in a European mount, which is a skull with the antlers on it. They'll bring in a taxidermy mount. There's no fresh animals made because a 60-day drying period is required, and that's 60 days room temperature flesh free. So that's how they're measured. And bear skulls are measured front to back, side to side, to the nearest 16th of an inch. And of course, the antlers are measured with length and circumferences and points and all that stuff. So inside measurements, inside spread, and that type of thing. So that's how that works.
That answers that question. I had another quick question. When you kill a deer in the woods or in a field, I guess, I mean, I'm thinking, okay, so you then get it out to wherever the vehicle is. And do you have a little something to carry it on, like a little carrier that
has
wheels or something?
Here's how it works. There are a number of field carts out there that are available. I have one. You can, load your deer on there and strap it down with tarp straps and haul it out pretty much all terrain. Back in the day, they used to just hook a rope to it and drag it, which is... do that every now and then. In the marsh, you can float them out, get them out to the truck. Fortunately, one of the properties I hunt on, you can drive right to the animal and load it on the truck after you field dress it. But it's got to be field dressed too before you. It depends on the landowner where he wants you to do that. You can haul it to that spot and field dress it, or wherever it lands. And there's other things you need to do, like you need to enter it on your harvest card, you need to tag it, you need to have a possession tag on it, and that type of thing. So it's a process.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much, Alan.
Derek, anytime. I love those kind of questions. I appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Gary in Dundalk. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, man. What's happening?
You. What's going on?
I'm going to be light tackle casting for perch at Creek. I was wondering what kind of lures and rigs I need to go purchase this morning, because I heard they're on.
Okay. Beetle spin, little chrome Kather spoons or drone spoons, or one of those little tiny silver spoons.
Okay.
Shad darts will work.
Okay.
If you want to, are you using any bait at all?
Okay.
All right. Little tiny twister tails on jig heads.
Good.
Yep. Work good. Yep. Okay. Any kind of small plastic up to an eighth of an ounce.
Got it. Okay. And there's no limit or size or anything on a white perch, right?
No. Correct.
All right. And could you email me that flyer for the September fish tournament?
I will.
Dynamite.
You got it, buddy.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, sir. Have a good one. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Hey, you know what? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, is just off Beltway Exit 9. There in Baltimore, 21227. Clyde's been around since 1957, and they have anything and everything you need for crabbing and fishing. They've got the crab traps and the nets and all the accessories. They even have their own crab seasoning. They've got the trot lines already rigged, or if you want to make your own, they've got the raw line and all the accessories, the bait bags and all that stuff, the snoods ready to roll. If you want to put it all together yourself, you can do that. They have steamers too, and they have everything, and bait. They have everything for fishing too, live bait and minnows, including the black salties for the bigger fish if you want to, you know, go for snakeheads. And speaking of snakeheads, they got a tremendous selection of surface lures for, you know, the mice and the frogs and all that stuff, and bait for any kind of fishing, bass, perch, you name it. Clyde's will take care of you. Rods and reels. I looked at the selection, a great selection of St. Croix rods and reels in there the other day. I haven't purchased a second one yet, but I'm about to. So I'm happy with the results of the St. Croix. And don't forget the ugly sticks and all the other brands of tackle that they have. They're full line firearms dealer, Browning's dealer, with shotguns, rifles, and handguns. They've got all that for personal home protection. If you want to, you know, get a shotgun or something for your home protection, they've got all that, and they can walk you through the process. Clyde Sports Shop, phone number 410-242-6108, 242-6108, open 7 days a week. Clyde's Sport Shop, ClydeSportShop.com, two S's in the middle, since 1957. Stop by. You will be tremendously glad that you did, that's for sure. All right, let's see here. Backyard Billies. Yeah, Backyard Billies. You know what? Time to dress up that backyard. It really is. You know, you've put up with it now most of the summer. It's been hot. Going to start cooling down. You're going to have people over. You're going to get crabs like we did the other day. Sit outside at the picnic table and enjoy that. So in Backyard Billies, backyard, they have got tremendous selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables, chairs, 500 Adirondack chairs in every color and style, including red, white, and blue, a crab motif. You can see all that stuff from Route 50 at Exit 44B on Kent Island. You'll find kids' gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and greenhouses and pergolas and gazebos and dog kennels and chicken coops and much more in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery of the big stuff within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, check out the barbecue grills by Big Green Egg and 50% off the stainless steel pellet grills by Memphis. Just a few left. They've got a couple islands left, too. They can bring them out to your house and set them right up. You're ready to cook on your deck or your patio. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations for any lifestyle theme and budget, and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillies.com, 827-4500. That's 827-4500, 410, 827-4500. Backyard Billies is open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed blocks and bags use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals. Use the blocks, bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Hey, Dirt Digger Minerals come in four craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and persimmon craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. New for 2026 is Rack RX 365, the year-round mineral supplement I use. Rack RX has 60 different minerals that deer need and love. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or become a dealer, visit WelshMountainWildlifeProducts.com or call Welsh Mountain Wildlife Products at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929, or visit WelshMountainWildlifeProducts.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pot, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
He showed me how to cast a line, where the whitetail live and how to read their sign. He'd lean my gun up against a tree so he could hold a barbed wire fence for me. Yeah, I learned a lot from watching his ways, like how to hunt smart and how to be safe. He said, one of these days, son, you'll be grown. Remember what I taught you and pass it on. Pass it on in the name of
all right. Let's see. Thank you, Joe, for sending the article on search that... on the mycobacteriosis. And so we had a question about the buck moon. We're going to try to get onto that. That came out the other day. It's they used to name moons after all types of things. Strawberry moon, buck moon. I guess in my estimation, that's when you start seeing the bucks group up in their bachelor groups, but there's probably some other explanation for it. So anyway, there you go. Listen, I'm dashing out of here to Washington County to the Trappers event. I will just say this: faith first, family second, friends third, freedom fourth. Maybe you can mix the order up a little bit if you want, but remember those four things. Love your Lord, hug your family, fight for your freedom, hold your friends close. See you next week.